AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Senators have now been briefed by the Trump administration on the U.S. airstrikes on Iran. It's Donahue on what they're saying.
The administration has said the nuclear sites in Iran were demolished, obliterated.
I just do not think the president was telling the truth.
Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy says it appears the Iranian nuclear program was set back just a few months, the same assessment from an initial U.S. intelligence report. Republicans like Lindsey Graham from South Carolina back the White House.
Their operational capability was obliterated. There's nobody working there tonight. It was highly effective.
Kentucky's Rand Paul is among the Republicans uncomfortable with the airstrikes, saying there's a lot of evidence the founding fathers did not want presidents to unilaterally go to war. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Justice Department says Kilmar Abrego Garcia will face trial on federal smuggling charges before it moves to deport him. And Julie Walker reports federal prosecutors have wrapped up their closing arguments in Sean Diddy Combs' trial.
The prosecution's closing arguments lasted around 5 hours, with a jury of 4 women and 8 men paying close attention. Combs was sitting back in his chair. His mom and most of his kids sat 2 rows behind. As the federal prosecutor told jurors, Combs was the leader of a criminal enterprise. He doesn't take no for an answer and uses threats, drugs, and lies. The prosecutor going over charges against Combs of sex trafficking, racketeering, and transportation to engage in prostitution. There was a recap of what his 2 ex-girlfriends testified about, extended sexual encounters involving male escorts that they say Diddy forced them into. The feds ending their closing arguments by saying Combs' money, power, and influence shielded him, and it's now time to find him guilty. Combs pled not guilty. His defense presents closing arguments Friday. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. Damian Troisi has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks closed at the edge of another record on Wall Street Thursday. The S&P 500 rose 0.8%. It is sitting just under its all-time high set in February. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1% and is also just shy of its record. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.9%. The gains follow a series of mixed economic updates. That includes a report showing that fewer Americans sought unemployment benefits last week. Another update, though, showed that the U.S. economy shrank 0.5% in the first quarter, which is worse than previous estimates. The U.S. government on Friday will release an update of a closely watched measure for inflation. Damian Troisi, New York.
A couple of other reports. The Commerce Department says orders for durable goods grew more than expected last month, and mortgage rates have eased. Freddie Mac puts the average on a 30-year at 6.77% nationwide. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.